Oh, happy day. I didn't know if this day would come, honestly, and I just am so excited that we finally have gotten to the Foo Fighters' best album. That's right, I went there. Welcome, all fellow wannabes. Welcome to the channel. I am Gabriel Fast. I do claim to be the wannabe critic. Today, we are continuing our trek through the Foo Fighters discography with Wasting Light. Now, Wasting Light came out in 2011, and it had been a 3 or 4 year period where the Foo Fighters hadn't really put out an album since their last album, Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace. So here we are, Wasting Light. Today I'm going to be giving my thoughts on it. Before we get into it, though, if it's your first time here, consider subscribing. It would really, you know, it would really help me out a lot. Also, make sure you check out the different projects that I work on down below. I have a podcast where I talk about a variety of different subjects. We have a bunch of podcasts, actually. We do a lot of things over here. Also, check out my other channel where I do a variety of other things there as well. Now, let's get into it. A little bit of backstory for you. Wasting Light was really the first Foo Fighters album that I ever really paid attention to. And honestly, it came at a very weird time in my life. I've talked about this before my other channel. It's actually kind of funny. My other channel used to be the main music channel, but I've, you know, I still want to do music, but I'm kind of just doing it on the side. So here we are. But I've talked about it there about how, you know, this album came at a really weird time for me. My parents had just gotten divorced and we're kind of in the middle of all that. It was just a really strange time. And I just remember waking up each morning to the Rope music video, you know, where they're just rocking out like in the white room, basically. And to me, it just seemed like so cool. And I woke up to that like almost every single morning because I had the TV turn on. You know, I had like a timer set where VH1 would basically play at right at 8 a.m. and wake me up. And it always seemed to be that Foo Fighters song Rope. You know, I was paying attention to it more and more. And then I just got super duper obsessed with the Foo Fighters and that groovy drum riff. And then it all kind of just went, you know, everything else kind of followed. So really, Wasting Light was really my first kind of bite into the Foo Fighters discography, and I'm so glad that I took that bite because now they've turned into my favorite band of all time. Now, for me, like, this album is, I call it their best album. I think it's their best album since The Color and the Shape, personally. I think The Color and the Shape probably is just as good of an album. Like, it's almost like the equivalent of goodness that came out back then as this one is now. And I remember whenever this album was coming out, you know, more and more songs were coming out for it. You know, there was like all these music snobs around me that are like, you know, treat Pitchfork as the gospel, basically. And they were basically saying like, oh, you know, Foo Fighters are just dad rock. You know, Dave Grohl just stands there and chews his gum and plays his guitar and does his thing. And you are right, sir. He does do that. And if this is dad rock, I don't know why that has to have a negative connotation attached to it. If you want to call it dad rock, that's fine. I mean, I could see that. It kind of fits in with the whole Pearl Jam. And by this point, some of their stuff, I guess, is technically considered classic rock. But if this is dad rock, it's dad rock at its finest. You can't listen to this album and not have a good time. I mean, it's just not possible, unless you don't like rock music. From the very beginning, from Bridge Burning, into Rope, into Dear Rosemary, into White Limo, into Arlandria, into These Days, into Back and Forth, and everything else, you know, I do think the back half of the album kind of suffers a little bit, you know, in a few songs, but literally the first three quarters of the album have you enthralled. There's diversity while still kind of having a sense of identity of this is the Foo Fighters. Even though a song like Rope shouldn't on paper really sound like the Foo Fighters, if you think about it, it still sounds like them. And I've talked about this before in my other reviews about how it's the most impressive thing ever whenever a band can push forward and take their identity and move forward with it, but maybe even still kind of create a different sound. Now, I know the Foo Fighters have been kind of trying to do that with their new stuff, like the Shame Shame song, which doesn't really do it for me. It's not going to land every time. It's really, really heartwarming to me and really, really impressive to me to see them push forward after Echo Silence, Patience, and Grace. Now, in the previous few albums, we had seen, you know, more delicate sides and more mature songwriting, more mature lyricism from Dave Grohl. And I feel like the attitude of, well, we want to rock out is more present on this album, but still brings that lyrical maturity that we had seen on the past few albums, you know, with Nothing Left to Lose, and as well as the softer side of In Your Honor, and even some of the stuff on Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace. But here, it just has done the thing of taking all the things that I loved about the Foo Fighters and the things that I thought could have improved and really made it all come together on this album. They really figured out the formula with the softer side only being present in portions of the songs, not making the entire song, a ballad of sorts. There's ballad-esque parts in this album, but I wouldn't call any song necessarily a ballad. at some point in all of these songs, you're rocking out. And that's just really, really awesome to see. I also love the fact that this album was recorded entirely on tape in Dave's personal studio in his garage type thing. Studio 606, I believe. You know, they kind of changed his garage into a recording studio. And, you know, if you watch the documentary, you know, with Butch Vig, the producer, he was the producer on Nirvana as well. It's really interesting to hear them talk about the process and hear them talk about, like, hey, you know, we want to make the best use of everybody's time. And to make it sound good, you got to be good. You got to play good. You have to have a sense of professionalism there. And to me, that's just really, really impressive to see the execution on this album and knowing they spent a lot of time recording it, no doubt. But whenever you hear this album, this is how they sound live. I mean, this is them. This is skilled, seasoned musicians who are most of the time on tour when they're not in the middle of a pandemic. But you see the expertise kind of really come into play here. And whenever you understand that it's not just a matter of going into Logic or going into whatever and, you know, cutting those things out, like you are literally physically having to slice tape and make it happen, it adds a sense of weight and a sense of musicality that you're not going to find on a Pro Tools rig. It's just not going to be there. I've seen the Foo Fighters 3 or 4 times, and every single time they continue to deliver. I have never been to a bad Foo Fighters show. It's just never happened before. Part of it is, I think, because they genuinely love what they do, and they love bringing a sense of, you know, they love bringing a sense of experience to the shows. Whether you're in the front row or the back of the audience, Dave Grohl has talked about before, it's his goal to make you feel like you are on the front row, no matter where you're at in the stadium or, you know, the venue, whatever. And that's just really special because not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people in the music industry view their what they're doing for a living as more than a job. You know, very few people, I think, actually legitimately care about the fans in the same way. And obviously, yeah, they want to make a living. They want to make money. I've never seen a sense of showmanship that has been better than the Foo Fighters. It's never been done for me. The closest I've ever seen is probably Coldplay. Like, they're probably right under that. And maybe even, you know, parts of it kind of matched it. But I mean, I've just never seen anything like it. And that's kind of what this album feels like to me. It feels like they've really just mastered the craft. And this feels in a lot of ways kind of like the peak of the Foo Fighters' career in a lot of ways. And I'm not saying the subsequent albums after this album are bad, but I feel like they kind of took steps back and started feeling like some of their, you know, previous works that weren't just nearly perfect, in my opinion. And yes, I did say it. I think that this album is nearly perfect. I think about like the end of the album. I feel like Miss the Misery might be the weakest song on the album, but it's still a really, really good song. The outro track of Walk made me cry the first time I went to go see it. You know, made me cry the first time I went to go see the Foo Fighters. It just was a really emotional song, and just the lyrics in it really touched me in a certain way. And I think there's so many things that this band benefits from just by being super duper simple in execution. So it's a really, really good album. I highly recommend. You got to buy it on vinyl as well. You got to listen to it there. As far as a score goes, I got to go 9.5 out of 10. So there you have it. Very few flaws here. I think this is what, you know, 20 years of being a band and touring nonstop and recording nonstop and making a lot of music and maybe having hiccups along the way and maybe doing this thing, you know, doing things that don't necessarily always land. This is what the result is. It's Wasting Light. It is the definitive, I think, best album for the band, in my opinion. But if you disagree, I'd like to know why. So let me know in the comments below. What's your favorite Foo Fighters record? Thank you so much for tuning in, and now check this out.
Hey there! So, you have stumbled onto one of the many projects that we have over at Wannabe Critic Productions. This just happens to be the music project. I review music, and I have ideas to do other things music-related on the YouTube channel and the podcast. I just have to say thank you so much for checking it out. I really, really appreciate it. But if you want to check out more stuff that we have going on over on our, you know, various projects, I encourage you to go check out some of the projects in the description down below, whether it be our YouTube channel where we post podcasts. There's going to be Let's Plays, there's reviews, there's interviews, there's all kinds of things over there. But we've kind of morphed it to be a kind of catch-all for all the different things that we do other than music. So I encourage you to go check that out. That being said, though, thank you so much for listening today or watching today. I really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on podcast services, make sure you leave us a review. I would really appreciate it, and it would help, you know, keep me relevant. So I am Gabriel Fast. I will always be the Wannabe Critic.